And now let's turn to international news from our colleagues at the BBC. I'm joined this morning by Rich Preston from London. And Rich, we begin with an economic story. There's an upcoming event focused on what's been called the silver economy. What's that?
Well, Lauren, this is a forum being held in Finland this week. It gets underway tomorrow, and it's all to do with the economy around older generations. Now, Finland's got a vested interest in this because, like many countries, it has an ageing population. In fact, at the moment, in Europe as a whole, there are around 3 people of working age to every person over the age of 65. But in 50 years, there will only be 2 people of working age for every person of retirement age. So addressing how we cater for ageing populations is of global interest.
So what's going to be discussed at this conference?
Well, business mainly, like how to better attract older people to your company and keep them there. And this isn't just about the potentially obvious, like pharmaceutical companies. There's also firms there from the travel, home, technology, financial service sectors and so on. Even the president of the Federal Reserve of Kansas City will be in Finland for this event this week. Now, the idea is that these are all parts of the economy that may have taken the needs of older customers into account previously, but never really focused on what they want. And as populations around the world age, they'll become a much more significant consumer base for a huge number of businesses.
And on Thursday this week, Rich, the French Senate votes on a possible tax on tech firms. What's this about?
Well, like many European countries, France thinks it's missing out on taxes because the big tech companies have become so good at managing where they pay tax. Now, a prime example for you, if you are in France and you buy something from Apple's iTunes store there, although the sales happened in France, that's where you press the button, for tax purposes, Apple will say that the transaction happened in another country where they pay much lower taxes. It's commonly Ireland. Now, many big tech companies have put their European headquarters in the Republic of Ireland, where they've been offered significantly lower tax rates. So France wants to put a stop to this, wants to introduce a law to change this, and if it passes, it'll be the first country to do so.
So what exactly does France want to do then?
Well, it says the tax should be collected where the sale takes place, not where the sale is processed. So the French government wants to introduce a 3% tax on the cost of transactions taking place online, such as purchases from Apple's iTunes. This is going to hit companies like Google, Amazon, Facebook and, of course, Apple. They're going to be affected with an estimated cost of around 500 million euros. That's $560 million. Now, naturally, the tech companies are not happy about this and they say it's going to drive up prices for everyone. But the US government's not happy either, including the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin. Officials have said this is a deliberate attempt to harm US companies.
And finally, Rich, around the globe to New Zealand, which begins buying back semi-automatic weapons on Saturday that the government there recently banned. How is this going to work?
Yeah, this is a really interesting one, especially for your listeners there in Arizona. Semi-automatic weapons were banned in New Zealand following the killing of 51 people at a mosque and Islamic centre in Christchurch back in March. I'm sure you remember that story, Lauren. Now, this new law covers military-style semi-automatic weapons and parts that can be used to assemble prohibited firearms. Now, the government set aside $136 million to compensate owners up to 95% of the original price of their weapons. Police in New Zealand estimate there are around 1.2 million legal firearms owned by civilians in the country. Now, that may not sound like a lot to you in the US, but of course, New Zealand is a much smaller country, and that actually equates to one weapon for every 4 people. This buyback scheme lasts 6 months, so people have until mid-December to return their weapons. And it's worth adding, this scheme does have widespread support. The events themselves are heavily policed, and there's even a stamping machine that will smash the workings of the gun then and there on site to make them instantly unusable.
But we've seen some media reports here in the US that things aren't exactly going to plan.
Yes, there have been a few problems. Some gun owners have said they're not getting enough money for their weapons. I'm sure you can understand their feelings about that. And there's concern about turnout and simply whether all of these newly illegal guns will be handed in. The government says they've already had 1,000 people turn in their weapons voluntarily and another 8,000 complete online forms for this amnesty. There are also fears, particularly among the rural and hunting communities, that the change in law might inspire a further clampdown on firearms in years to come. Nevertheless, New Zealand's gun buyback begins this weekend.
All right, that's the BBC's Rich Preston joining us from London. Rich, thanks so much.
Thanks, Lauren.